Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, it's Ed Bondarenko.
Here we are again, saving the Republic, one broadcast at a time.
What are you, stealing Matt's?
Yeah, well, he's not using it anymore, and I like it.
I miss Matt. I wish he'd at least come in and do an occasional show. But maybe one of these days we can get him to call in and hang out with us, Skype in with
us. If his wife will let him.
Okay, well. Maybe. One of these days. It's our Christmas show.
Maybe that'll drive them into it, huh?
Matt, you are always welcome to come hang with us. You know that if you're missing the show and the station, please come on in, bud. Or call in. Did he move? I don't know. Anyways. Well, welcome to the show. And what we do every weekend on The Drift is go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com. It's
the news you need to know. Well, I almost jumped my line there.
You jumped the line a little bit there. So it's our Christmas show. Merry Christmas, everybody, and
Merry
best
Christmas.
Wishes and Happy New Year and the whole nine yards. So I'm hoping everybody is having a good season, getting your shopping done and everything else. And if you want to email me about the show or anything on The Daily Drift, email me, Gary@thedailydrift.com. And
don't blame me. Gary.
We've got a ton to talk about today. But before we do that, let's take care of business. If you're tired of the public school education your children may be getting, you can try a private school that's tuition free. It's paid for. Cheryl Stockwell Preparatory Academy in Brighton, csaschool.org, or you can reach them at 810-225-9940. That's 810-225-9940. Don't let your children get indoctrinated. I mean, if you're upset with the teachers or the curriculum at your public school, you have options nowadays. They're called charter schools. And Cheryl Stockwell Preparatory Academy is one of the best. 810-225-9940. Call them up and say, hey, heard it at currentonline.com and the Drift Radio Show, and say, you know, check out your options and you don't have to. Your alternatives are there, right?
Yep. They'll run through the options for you.
Okay. So before we get into Syria, before we get into wall funding and the fight in the Senate, I thought it was appropriate to bring in a person who has really had her life affected and is now doing the most. And Sabina Durden is an advocate, and she belongs with AVAC, AVAC.us. It's Advocates for Victims of Illegal Crime. And we got her to come in or to call into the show this morning. So, Sabina, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, again, we talked earlier. My condolences for the loss of your son, and I don't know if you want to start right there or not and tell us what happened before we get into the details of AVAC and what you're doing now. But would you like to tell that story?
Yes, I sure would. Dominic was my only child. He was born in Germany, as I was. So I'm one of those rare legal immigrants that didn't push her child through any border slats or under a fence or anything. But I came the legal way. Dominic's dad and I were divorced now, but back then he was in the service. So we moved to the to America, and I had my resident alien card with me, and then worked on it. And 6 years later, I became a citizen, a proud one, because I earned it. I did it the legal way. Well, Dominic was African-American and German, so he called himself German chocolate. Yeah, he was a funny guy, incredible, smart, helpful, kind, volunteer of the year for Moreno Valley, California, where we lived back then. I now since moved to Arkansas. And Dominic then became a dispatcher for the 911 system, Riverside Sheriff's Division. And he was on his way to work on his motorcycle at 5:45 on July 12, 2012. Going down a main street about 2 miles from the house, and an illegal alien with two felonies, one deportation, two DUIs that he received probation for each time, because Riverside was a sanctuary city before they named it or before it was even a sanctuary state. So this guy who wasn't supposed to be here, no license, no insurance, no registration, turned his truck in front of Dominic and hit him so hard that it killed him instantly and then threw him into a wall on the sidewalk. I was in Atlanta with my fiancé, Anthony, for a family reunion, and I felt, at that time, I felt it and almost went unconscious. At that moment, thank God, I didn't know what had happened to my only child, but I found out shortly after. And then got lied to by the DA, by the judge. They told me not to go to trial. I didn't have anybody to reach out to that would help me with the legal slogan and so forth. And the illegal alien that killed my only child, an American citizen, received 9 months and 5-year probation and served 35 days in jail.
And
that was a brutal wake-up call.
And did he get tossed out of the country after that?
Well, no, they took him because I started getting real loud and because Dominic was so well known and loved because he worked for the fire department. He was just known all over the place. People started paying attention and they had no choice but to take this guy and put him into a immigration detention center in the desert. And my fiancé and I went every week and sat there for hours just so they knew we weren't going to go away. Because one of the agents called me and told me they will open the back door and let him out. They didn't. They deported him a year and a half later to Guatemala, and sources that I know are very reliable told me he's back because his family is in California, in Riverside. And I'm just waiting for news to one day see that face again when he kills somebody else. Because he didn't care. He never apologized. He told us in court with interpreter that we had to pay for, of course, our taxes, and the public defender. He told us that God gives life, God takes life, and he was only on his way to work.
Highly disturbing. Now, so what happened that got you in with AVIAC?
Well, I started hearing more about illegal aliens. I knew they would stand in front of Home Depot and all that, but I didn't know the depths of illegal alien crime and their invasion to our country and how much they actually get. So the more and more I became aware of it, the more I became outspoken on Facebook. And then in 2015, I got a call from the Trump campaign and asking me and Anthony come meet then candidate Trump in Los Angeles. And we met with him and a few other families. Sat with him, and he opened the floor to us and gave Dominic a voice when he mentioned illegal immigration. So that day I got to share Dominic in front of the press, and that kind of threw me into the limelight. All of a sudden, CNN wanted to talk to me, whereas 3 years past, they didn't care. And then I became more active, more outspoken, and then I met other families, other moms that and dads that were affected, and one of them was Don Rosenberg out of California. He lost his son, Drew, to an illegal alien, and we became friends. And then with Maureen Maloney, who lost her son, Matthew, in Massachusetts, and Brian McCann lost his brother, and Maureen McCour, we created Advocates for Victims of Illegal Alien Crime because there was nothing out there. There were a few groups, but they seemed to have more other agendas at hand, using our dead children or dead brothers and sisters. So we formed our own group because we have skin in the game and we're trying to make a difference. So we work with FAIR, Federation of Immigration Reform. We go to Washington. We knock on doors. We walk Capitol Hill from one door to the next. And strangely enough, the Democrats don't really want to see us. They send somebody from their staff, this 15-year-old, to sit there and act like they care. And then we go on with a handshake, and we know we weren't hurt, and nobody cared. So we're loud, and we are on Facebook. We are on the web. I'm on Twitter as loud as I can be to share with not just your listeners, but everybody, that illegal alien crime is rampant and it's taking over. And if we don't get a hold of this, we won't need a border wall, fence, slat, whatever you call it, because everybody will be here.
Hi, Sabina. This is Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. Your story is interesting because when you think of crime by illegal aliens, you think of like Kate Steinle, who was shot by somebody, or you think about somebody, some vicious crime committed by some MS-13 person or whatever, you know, beheadings and some of the stuff we've heard about rapes. And yet you're pointing out something. Your son Dominic died because of an auto accident. I have a friend who lives in the Washington, D.C. area, and she's still suffering back pain to this day because of an accident that she was in that was performed on her by an illegal alien. I mean, and the guy drives away, and she has no recourse. Yeah. She has no way to get money out of this guy. He's an illegal alien. There's
exactly.
My
and
son was hit in Groton.
They keep getting a break after break after break, because if an American would have done half of what the guy who killed Dominic did, we would be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And your friend has no recourse of getting any financial aid, and her insurance going to go up, and she's going to have to deal with this the rest of her life. And it doesn't stop there. And it goes into, they receive tax refunds. They go to school for free, college for free. Go look into an ER. They get medical treatment for free while we pay.
Oakwood Hospital in Dearborn.
Absolutely. And people try to turn it into a racist issue, and it's not. It absolutely isn't. It is a law issue.
Yeah,
and our politicians that we elected, and I don't care if they're Democrats or Libertarians or Republicans, they need to place Americans first. We're paying into this. They're stepping on veterans that already paid into the system, the highest form. They're stepping over them to run to help illegals because they want their votes.
So,
they want the cheap labor.
Yeah, so Sabina, do you have any statistics by chance from AVIAC that kind of gives us a 40,000-foot view of how much illegal alien crime we are experiencing?
I'm not the numbers girl, but I will make sure that on your next show you have Don Rosenberg. He's our numbers guy.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
All those dates. I don't want to throw out numbers. It's just I always say one thing. One crime by an illegal alien is one too many.
Yes.
It should be zero.
Yeah, and we were having that conversation.
Yeah,
we were having that conversation earlier before the show with some gentlemen of a show after ours, and the number of 3% came up of how many something happens, you know, and 3%. It's like, hey, 3% is too much.
Yes,
you know, it's just one death is too many if it's preventable.
The death of my only child should be one too many. That should have never happened. And if that guy wasn't in this country protected by some of our politicians and judges and DAs, well, he would have been deported the first round when he had a armed robbery and grand theft charge.
Yeah.
That's a felony, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's outrageous that the Democratic Party and some Republicans, anti-Trumpers or whatever.
I hold them all to the fire.
Yep, that they will not put Americans first. Yep. They are literally giving preferential treatment to illegal aliens who don't belong here, who don't pay taxes here, who are and let's get not even get into them taking jobs away from inner city youth and people.
They absolutely do. And then right now you watch it on TV. My blood pressure is way up. I'm foaming out of my mouth and steam coming out of my ear. How you have people tell our president, we will not give you the wall. I don't care what you call it. But we need a barrier to slow this down, because we keep having these illegal aliens come over pregnant, dropping their babies, and they have an anchor baby. Well, now, ka-ching, they linked into our system that we paid into.
Yep.
You know, before I became a citizen, I had to sign paperwork that I will not be able to get one dime from the American government for any kind of social, anything help. Unless I become a citizen. I signed it because it made sense to me. I had no right to any money. And here they come. They have their baby here. Because who at 8, 9 months would go on a track through those kind of conditions, with these kind of conditions? They know what they're doing. They know better how to scam us than our American crooks do.
Yeah. And I want to go back, Sabina, because you did it the right way. You came here legally.
Yeah.
It took you 6 entire years. Now, now I've got
and a
similar.
Lot of money.
Yeah,
a lot
my
of money.
My mom was a green card Canadian person for 30 years here in the United States. When she finally said, my dad said, it's time for you to become an American citizen. I think it took her 7 years. And it was like pulling teeth. She'd been here paying taxes as a green card holder for 30 years. And she took 7 years to get it.
That should have been enough of a track record, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
My niece's husband.
And that's all we ask. We ask people when they date, they are allowed to come here. They are allowed to ask for asylum, but not because you don't like where you at. I cannot go into a mansion in Beverly Hills, sit down, and have the owner take care of me and my family because I don't like where I live right now.
Right. That's exactly
right. It's just not happening that way, but that's what's going on.
You should try it.
And we're tired of it, and like I said, it has nothing to do with racism. My son looked more black than mixed, and people call me racist, and then they call me Nazi because I was born in Germany, and that's all just excuses to get us off the subject. And the subject is, you come here, you do it legally. That's the only way.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, Sabina, let's get your take from a global standpoint now. Being from Germany, you're now a U.S. citizen. How do you feel about what has happened to Germany in the last 10 years, 20 years?
It makes me cry because I go every year. Matter of fact, I just got back 3 weeks ago. My mom and my sister, my niece and nephews, they live there. I go visit once, twice a year, and I see the decline of what Germany used to be. Because 10 years ago, I went, I could go everywhere. I wasn't worried. I could go at night. I could dress any which way I want to. Well, when I went to Germany in November, I noticed the change. I drove through my hometown of Nuremberg, and I hardly saw any German signs in the area of the city. I barely heard any German being spoken. And it wasn't for the tourists. So Germany, Europe is being taken over. But everything that was, whatever country, France, Germany, England, is being erased.
Sabina, do you know anybody in the Scheck family?
I know somebody, Scheck, that is in Feucht, Germany, but I...
Okay, because my niece's husband is he just got back from visiting about the same time you did, and he was visiting family, and I thought, wow, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah,
he lives in they live in California now.
Bumped into each other. Who
but
knows?
It's interesting. It's interesting that he's a legal American citizen. He's outraged at what's going on in Germany, outraged at what's going on. He's a conservative, and he has black children, too.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't call him a racist. You just can't do that. You can't look at his family and say that.
All pure white, it doesn't matter. This issue is not about race. It's about law. And people need to understand that. And with Germany, when I talk to Germans and they have to whisper because they don't have the freedom to speak quite honestly like I do, and I'm shouting now. I'm out there screaming. They tell me the same thing. The same things that happen here, so we can take the word refugee that they use over there and replace it with illegal, because it's the same thing happening here as it does over there.
Yeah, yeah.
They're getting all these monies, all these services from the German government, while some of the retired, older population have to struggle.
Yeah.
Don't know whether to get their medicine or a sandwich.
Yeah, and that's happening right here in America, too.
Absolutely.
Older adults are not
here.
Getting their Social Security increases. Yep. They're not getting their Medicaid increases. And yet we're fully funding illegal immigrants who come over and get on the system and never having contributed to it.
Well, the Yellow Vest Revolution.
Illegals cost us about $135 to $140 billion a year.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what we could do for Americans that truly deserve that money?
Yeah.
They get better treatment than American service veterans.
Yes, they sure do. They do. And people need to understand this is not just happening at the border states. We have it here in Arkansas. I moved away from California because I couldn't take it anymore to drive by the spot where my son took his last breath. So I moved to Arkansas, and then we have the highest ratio per capita in the United States of illegal aliens, because Tyson Chicken, Husqvarna, these companies hire illegals for cheap labor.
Yeah, and that's another thing that needs to happen. We need to crack down on employers, because I see it right here in Michigan all the time. A lot of construction companies are finding ways around to hire illegals.
Well, you got affected by that. You got
absolutely
your business got put out of business.
I was chased
of that.
Out of every trade I ever did by illegal aliens. Absolutely.
Yes. With torches.
And it's happening. It's not just a figment of imagination. Yeah. And some people say, well, it's not that bad. Well, it shouldn't exist at all. We shouldn't have to use the word illegal alien and America in one sentence.
Yeah, absolutely.
Period.
We need e-verify.
Yeah. All right. So, Sabina, if you can get hold of Don, we'd love to have you back on.
Will.
Yeah. And let's get you back on early in January on one of our Saturday shows. And
I would love to.
And we'll talk some more about it. In the meantime, keep pushing, keep doing the hard work that you do, because we really appreciate it, at least those of us who are on the right side of things appreciate
absolutely.
What you do.
Absolutely. Can I also, your listeners or anybody, if they want to join me, I have a website. I just blog about what I do. It's called Dom Hux. domhugs.org, and you can find me on Twitter, Sabine, SABINE_DURDEN. Come join me, and let's fight this, and let's get rid of illegals here for good.
And this information will be posted in the Daily Drift, right?
Yep. We'll get it posted up. So thank you
so much,
Sabina.
Much, guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Sabina.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Take care. All right, bye-bye.
Absolutely. Bye.
Well, great call.
Yes,
very informative,
very clear speaking.
People don't seem to understand it. It affects families.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Kate's Law, not passed, right?
No.
Because the Democrats don't support it.
That's right.
Democrats are not supporting Americans. They're not protecting Americans. I watched Mitch McConnell on the floor before I came down to the station today. And everything he said, it was just common sense, folks. There is no reason why the Democrats should not say, all right, $5 billion, here you go.
Sorry, like I
sign
said
it,
on
be
what
done.
I said on Gruber this week, this is not the Schumer, this is not the Trump shutdown, though. This is all Mitch McConnell. He could change the rules. I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. He's right what he said about, you know, we need the wall. But then again, he could change the rules, and we might have 51 votes and do it.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane that they're not going 51. Because if Mitch McConnell, and that was one of my hashtags
from two years ago. He'd change the rules and do whatever he wants
absolutely.
To do in a heartbeat.
I can guarantee you when the Democrats, and if the Republicans don't stand up and fight for the Trump agenda, which is our agenda.
Nobody will be motivated.
The Democrats will eventually take the Senate, and they will go to 51 votes. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So shame on you, Mitch McConnell. And the rest of you Republican senators who are so worried, oh, but the Democrats will do it to us. They're going to do it to you anyways.
Mm-hmm. The best thing, like you have said, is do the right thing now and they won't take office.
Exactly.
You know?
If the Republicans, Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, had been on board with this from the beginning, the Trump
That's
agenda,
right.
which is the American people's agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call it the Trump agenda. It's our agenda. If you had done everything that Donald Trump had told us he would do, the Democrats wouldn't have taken back the House. They would have been exterminated in the 2018 election.
And you're right. The Democrats keep saying Trump's not getting his wall. Trump's not getting his wall. Well, one, they're exposing themselves because this is not about the wall. This is about Trump.
Yeah.
Okay?
They don't want to give him a win.
Yes. That's about it.
They
don't talk about whether the Americans want the wall. And they talk, we need border security. But it costs too much. It's too expensive. There's less expensive ways of doing it, said the people who had no compunction against spending anything for anybody for unlimited amounts of time.
$150 billion cash for Iran on an airplane, on a pallet?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're fine with that, but you're not fine with the measly $5 billion to help protect
America. I like
Americans.
Ted Cruz's idea, take some of the money from El Chapo.
Yeah.
His seized assets of $14 billion that he got from smuggling drugs into the United States because we didn't have a wall.
Because we didn't have a wall.
Let the Mexican build the wall.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
The Mexican.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
I
you.
Like that. Think about that. Derek, how much time we got? We got 1 minute. So, Walter, I know you're online. Be patient. We'll get you. I don't want to cut you short. So
I do.
I'm
sorry. Did I say that out loud, Walter?
All right. So hang tight there, Walter, and we'll get to you after the break. But I do want to... I was hoping to be a little more uplifting with our Christmas show.
Yes,
but
no, you weren't.
Well, you can't be. We have to be as hardworking as Sabina is and be out there to make sure that things are going the way they need to be. And folks, if you're not on Facebook and Twitter, please get on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're catching the drift, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Hi, I'm Dennis Brand, account executive at Wham Talk 1600. Another year has passed and the joy of Christmas is upon us. Time to celebrate with family and friends. But let's not forget the needy during this holiday season. To all of you who donated toys for our Salvation Army Toy Drive, thank you very much. Merry Christmas to all from Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News, I'm Carol McHugh. Fixing blame for the government shutdown.
So the Trump shutdown isn't over border security. It's because President Trump is demanding billions of dollars for an expensive, ineffective wall that the majority of Americans don't support.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor. The administration disagrees.
The White House says the Democrats are the one going back on plans, that they are the ones who are reneging on deals that had been made. Obviously, Democrats disagree with that. President Trump began this fight by telling Democrats, Senator Chuck Schumer, that he would take the blame if a shutdown were to occur. He has now changed his tune on who is the one responsible for this shutdown.
Fox's Ellison Barber. And the president's sudden decision to pull all U.S. forces out of Syria prompts the resignation of Brett McGurk. He's the U.S. envoy to the coalition in the fight against ISIS. This is Fox News.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
It was excellent. It wasn't only just the physical part of it, doing your exercises with them. It was the RNs, even down to the kitchen people that came in and said, "What can we fix you? What do you like? We'll try to do it for you." And everything with a smile, I couldn't get over. I would heartily recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Our Michigan weather takes a heavy toll on roofing and siding. Call New Roof today at 734-665-5555 for a free home inspection, on-the-spot written estimate to replace any exterior wear and tear. New Roof specializes in residential and commercial roofing, siding, gutters, chimney repair, and carpentry. New Roof has been a licensed general contractor in Michigan for over 35 years. Mention WAAM for $500 off any complete roofing and siding project. Call 734-665-5555 or visit newroof.com.
No matter where you are across the globe, you can listen to Wham Talk 1600 in Southeast Michigan. Keep us locked on your AM radio, but everywhere else, there's whamradio.com. All you need is a smartphone or computer. Just go to waamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen to all your favorite shows live. From Tampa to Traverse City, New Mexico to Maine, wherever you may be, Wham Radio is there, online and streaming live.
Back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch the Drift.
That's some eclectic Christmas music.
That's Boogie Woogie Christmas, baby.
Yeah, that's eclectic Christmas music.
Here's your trivia. Who was it?
I don't know.
Heatwave.
See, I wouldn't have known. Okay, good.
Yeah, I don't know if they're a one-hit wonder or nothing, but that's the only song
was
I can remember.
Was that their one hit?
That would probably be
okay, because it sounds like every other song like that I've ever heard.
When I was a kid, 14, or this is the change of thing. Back when I was 14, I could walk away from my house 8, 9, 10 blocks down to the Kohner Grocery, and next to the grocery store was a little disco place called the Disco Kid. It was only for kids. There was no adults allowed in there. And they had pinball machines and pizza and pop and a disco floor.
What community was this?
Riverview, downriver.
Really?
It was. You think nowadays, oh, that's just not possible. You couldn't be there if you were older than 17. So it was 17 to probably 14.
So the 15-year-olds had to do the drug dealing. Okay.
I'm sure there were drugs. I didn't take any drugs. Okay. Right. But I'm sure that somebody was probably smoking that, what we called grass back then,
A wacky tobacco.
That was one of the songs I remember. That's one of the greatest disco tunes of all time, if you ask me. Boogie Woogie Christmas. Man, what's wrong with that?
Okay.
You got a Christmas tune you want to play, right?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, here comes Ed. Ed's got something to say about it, right?
Ed's delivering coffee.
Oh, he's just making coffee. I thought you were going to come and talk disco with him.
I just brewed the coffee.
I brought Dick a couple cupcakes. A couple cupcakes.
Yes,
earlier. Oh, I said that clearly.
All right, well, let's take care of a little business. If you're looking for a used car, Time Auto, T-Y-M-E Auto in Plymouth, 734-455-5566. That's 734-455-5566. Get yourself a good used car and save the mileage on your new one.
Yeah.
You know, plus if something ever goes wrong, you got to take it in for a recall.
It's winter. You need a beater.
When I look at these cars and when I drive past this shop, those aren't beaters.
Well, I understand that, but you need a second car to keep the nice go to Sunday school car.
Yeah, and it looks like he has, in certain instances, 0% interest available.
Mm-hmm. He will get you in, depending on, regardless of your credit.
Yeah.
He will get you in a car.
Yeah, so that's awesome. All right, so Time Auto, 734-455-5566. Okay, so Walter's been waiting patiently and wants to talk about Mitch McConnell and poor Mitch. Welcome to the show, Walter.
Hey, guys. Hey, man. Let me ask you a question. I got a couple of questions. First of all, why in the world you guys only get an hour and we got to deal with you corn chip eating Hewitt for 3 hours? That's right. I said it. Sounds
only
like
if you don't listen to Gruber.
That's right, I said it again. Sounds like he chewing on corn chips every time he talks.
About Hewitt. I listen to Hewitt because in the morning when my wife likes to listen to Hewitt, and I'll listen to him. But the man talks too fast. He just can't hear anything he's saying because he talks too fast. He's one of the most self-promoting people I've ever seen on this planet. Wow.
And you notice when he starts messing up, he don't let no calls come in so they can rebuke him to put him back in his place. But anyway,
yeah, he doesn't take calls like Bennett did.
You on there. But get down to serious business. I got a question for you guys. A comment first about the 5-point something billion.
Yeah.
You know the Democrats don't want to give away that baby murdering money.
Exactly. Right. They want to give it.
That's more important to them. That's their number one agenda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the arguments, Walter, one of the arguments I get from a friend of mine who's against the wall and against Trump and everything else is, he goes, we need those people, these immigrants, to pick our crops and do these menial jobs that Americans won't take. And I think to myself, we wouldn't need anyone to fill these jobs if we had 60 million babies that were not aborted. Right?
We were having that conversation in church 30 years ago. The demographics are such that we are not having the like you said, the employables to fill our employment. So when the Democrats say we must bring in, but Europe's doing the same thing. You know, we've gone to this. It's not just the abortion. Abortion is just a means of birth control, but it's limiting the size of families because we're afraid of having our standard of living lowered because we see having the material goods as our standard of living as opposed to having a large, boisterous, happy family.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. That's the standard of living.
Yeah.
But I tell you, boy, that Lucifer Schumer, what a pervert, man. That guy is a snake, isn't he?
His
evil soul, man. He's an evil man. But here's a question for you guys, something to pause on. I mean, to pause for a cause here. Well, I wouldn't say a pause for a cause, but something to ponder on, and this is my question to you too.
Finally,
is Kavanaugh? Maybe I have to. If he doesn't do right, I have to call him. Similar to what I call Debbie Stabenow now. Is there any concern about him? What do you think?
He bucked Roberts on this last one. You know, he voted with the conservatives on the immigration amnesty asylum, not amnesty, but asylum ruling that said that you had to apply for asylum at embassies or at ports of entry instead of coming across illegally and then claiming asylum, whereas Roberts went with the liberals on it, Kavanaugh stayed with the conservatives on it.
Yeah, I'm not going to bag on Kavanaugh for that Planned Parenthood funding thing.
He was following a law
He was following the law, which is why we picked him,
right? Yes, exactly.
So I don't believe that his decision in that case makes him a pro-choice guy at all.
Right.
I'm not buying that. So I am not going to say Kavanaugh is not a good guy.
No cause for concern. No cause for concern. You know what?
Not in my book.
Well, let's keep our shields up, but, you know, trust but verify.
I appreciate that. Because I hope I wasn't bragging on him to the Democrats for nothing.
Yeah. Well, there are some saying that the Democrats attacked him so vociferously to sneak him in that we would put our wrap our arms around him to protect him and take him in regardless. And that's a little too tinfoil hat for me.
I'll go with Occam's razor. Right. The simple thing is he's really a conservative.
Well, thank God for that. I just.
Anything else?
I just hope all those tears, you know, I was hoping it wasn't the tears of John Boehner.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I'm not going to keep you guys.
All right. Merry Christmas,
Walter.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you guys, too. And Jesus is the reason for the season.
Oh, I'm going to play some Christmas music, some real Christmas music. Yes, you're right.
Thank you, Walter.
Amen.
You too. All right, let's take a call from Jimmy in Manchester. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Jimmy.
That's great. Everybody is, I haven't listened to his show, but Glenn Beck's got to be apoplectic about the whole pulling out of the Middle East thing and Mattis being gone. But I don't think it's that big of a problem. I think we need to stop spending blood and treasure in other countries when our own country is being invaded.
Yeah. Jimmy. Have you ever heard of General Smedley Butler?
No, never heard of him. War is a racket. Yeah, no, I've heard of him, of course. Yes.
War is just a racket.
Seven Congressional Medals of Honor.
Oh, no, two. He had two Congressional Medals of Honor.
No, that's right. The other ones were Navy Crosses. That's
exactly. One of the most decorated Marines ever. You ask any Marine, do you know who General Butler is? They know who General Butler is.
I'm not a Marine, but I know who he is.
And you're right. And for those other than Jimmy who don't know who General Smedley Butler was, he was one of the top, he's the highest-ranked Marine Corps general at one point. In other words, he had every rank between junior lieutenant and major general in the Marine Corps. And then he retired, and he told Congress this. He says, "War is just a racket. I believe in adequate defense at the coastline and nothing else. If a nation comes over here to fight, then we'll fight. The trouble with America is that when the dollar only earns 6% over here, then it gets restless and goes overseas to get 100%. Then the flag follows the dollar and the soldiers follow the flag. I wouldn't go to war again as I have done to protect some lousy investment of the bankers. There are only two things we should fight for. One is the defense of our homes and the other is the Bill of Rights. War for any other reason is simply a racket." And then he goes on, he says more, and folks, look this up. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you, but at the end he says, "During those years I had, as the boys in the back room would say, a swell racket. Looking back on it, I feel I could have given Al Capone a few hints. The best he could do was operate his racket in three districts. I operated on three continents."
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And then there's more, and I hope to get into more about Smedley Butler next week, tell you the truth.
Yeah, I'd love to, because I've read some interesting stuff on that, too.
I've read that many times. I think it was an essay or a speech.
It was a speech and an essay, both. He gave it as a speech to Congress, and then it's a four-chapter essay. It's all available online, folks. You can Google it.
Smedley Butler. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was a very smart man, and he ran for United States Senate, if I'm not mistaken, and died mysteriously.
Oh, no, he died of cancer. I'm not sure it was mysterious, but he did run for office. And as far as being in Syria is concerned, I feel for the Kurds, and I think, if anything, we should keep a contingent with the Kurds to defend Kurdistan and leave it at that, a tripwire like we did in Europe.
Right,
because
we
owe them
weapons. I mean, we're good at that, except to our own people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What else you got, Jimmy?
Well, what do you think about Trump pardoning Flynn and then making him Secretary of Defense?
Flynn lied to Pence. Flynn lied to Pence. That's why they fired Flynn. I have almost forgotten that at times. He lied to Pence, and that's why he was fired. So I don't see them taking him on having, oh, you know what I'm saying? Pardon me?
It was a joke.
Yeah, I don't. The line to Pence was a joke?
No, no, he's saying his question was a joke.
No, it was a joke. My statement.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's not going to pardon Flynn and then make him. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, I hope he pardons Flynn.
Yeah.
I wish he would, right up preemptory.
I don't think he did what he got Flynn, what, doing what?
Yeah, process crime.
To the FBI.
Well, for those who are confused about the discussion, yeah, Flynn lied to the FBI. People say he lied to the FBI. They self-admitted lied, and that's only because he pled guilty to it in court when they were holding him hostage by extortion. He was extorted by the Mueller team into pleading guilty. So if that's admitting that he was a liar when the FBI memos say he didn't lie,
yes,
you know?
And the transcripts, I think, say when they ask him if he remembers saying, he says, you have the transcripts.
Yes.
You have everything you need. Why he didn't just say, read the transcripts. You've got a better memory than I do.
Why he didn't say, right, I refuse to answer on the grounds that it may tend to incriminate? Why didn't they Mirandize him? They should have.
Exactly. Yeah. And I've been questioned by the FBI, and that's one of the first things they tell you, is that if you tell them anything that's untrue, it's a process crime. It's a felony. 5 years.
Yep.
Just like that.
Hey, well, Jimmy, what'd you do?
Thinking about a day.
Hey, Jimmy, what'd you do? What'd you do? I want to know.
What did they want to know?
No, what did you do? What did you do? The FBI was after you.
I was involved in the Hoodoo Tari case, so I was questioned by them, and I went and talked to a lawyer first, obviously.
Smart man.
And they told me, you know, anything, if you tell them any, he's be vague, if you don't know the exact dates and things like that, don't let them trap you into that, whatever you do.
Good,
If you say something happened on a Saturday and it was actually a Sunday, that's a lie.
Yeah.
At 5 year felony, and it's a process crime. And they say, okay, we got you. You say this that we want to hear, or we're going to nail you for this.
Unless it's about you bleaching your hard drives or destroying them with hammers, or actually having email on your system, then it's okay.
Or being Hillary Clinton in general, you can get away with.
Well, if you're friends with the FBI and they owe you, that's a little different. I didn't have that kind of. Insider trading with them at
That's
all.
Why you're one of us.
I'm just like the rest of
you. You're just one of us, Jimmy, a nobody. All right, thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
Merry Christmas
to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you.
All right.
And happy holidays for all of those people that don't like Merry Christmas. And, you know, so they don't feel left out.
All right. Well, thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
And Kwanzaa, too. Don't forget Kwanzaa.
All of that. Yeah. And Hanukkah. That's over, but we can still talk about it, I guess.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy. Have a great one. We'll hear from you again.
Yeah.
Bye.
Take care. Let's take a call from Todd in Whitmore Lake. Todd, welcome to the show.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on? Merry Christmas.
You tell us.
Merry Christmas. And for Jimmy, he got it wrong. It's Festivus for the rest of us.
There you go. I forgot about it. What's your grievance?
My grievance?
You got to hold the poll and give us a grievance.
Got to hold the Festivus poll,
Here's the deal. What I've got going is it would be really nice if maybe you guys could put together a collage over the past number of years of all of the Democrats that screamed about illegal immigration and how we need to control it and how we need to put these people in jail and how it's a crime against Americans, especially Mr. Crocodile Tears Schumer.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, so Derek, maybe across the aisle here, you can Google up, because I've seen
the videos
that
on YouTube that are the collage, exactly, the audio collage.
Maybe you can find one. And
Obama,
we'll
Schumer, Pelosi, the whole crowd,
Yeah, because they all
fundraising. They were all fundraising.
All for it, all with it, supported immigration control, border control, until now when Trump's the guy. And they know. You know what it is? They're scared to death of what's going to be found out about them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. You can call me tinfoil if you want. There is so much dirt there in D.C. On both sides of the aisle. This Jeff Flake, the rest of these Republicans that are never Trumpers, and the Democrats are all guilty of something, folks. That's what you got to remember. They're guilty and they're hiding something, and they want to get rid of Trump before he exposes it. That's the key, and that's what's happening here.
Exactly. And I believe that with the negotiating skills and the 1-2 punch gotcha, they won't see it coming, and then they'll step in it.
Yeah.
And it'll be able to be turned around on them for whatever egregious thing that they have committed against the America and Americans.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, well, happy Festivus, Todd.
Hey, thanks. All right. Take care. Merry Christmas.
Take care. Merry Christmas. Okay, so you wanted to do something for
I wanted to do two things. Actually, I want to talk about Smedley Butler, so that's out of the way.
We'll do that next
week.
Thank you. Oh, you got
very
that one.
Well, yeah, I was good. I got some of that in. And then I want to read this story I wrote. I actually kind of paraphrased the Bible, so I didn't really write it, for The Current. Mm-hmm. And I want to play a Christmas song that when I first heard it on the radio, I was absolutely struck by it. And then I spent a long time finding it. And it turned out it was on a compilation album of a number of groups. The band that did it didn't release it except on this compilation. I bought it on Amazon, so now you can listen to it for free.
Well, read us your gig here.
I'll read the story first. Okay?
This is Ed's Christmas Carol.
Okay, kids, get out your cookies and milk. Ready? A Christmas Story. A long time ago, about 2,600 years ago, the Jewish nation was taken from the land of Israel into captivity in the Babylonian Empire. One of those captives was a young man named Daniel. Daniel eventually came to run the place. He was that good. When the Persians overran Babylon, they asked Daniel to run Babylon for them. He was that good. And when Daniel was old, he prayed to his God and asked if what a previous prophet, Jeremiah, had promised, and that was that the Jews would return to their land in 70 years, whether that would come to pass. Well, the 70 years were almost over, and it didn't look likely. It did amazingly happen, by the way. Daniel was told not to worry about the 70 years, but, quote, "You should know and understand that from the issuing of the word to restore and to rebuild Jerusalem until Messiah the leader, there will be 7 weeks, also 62 weeks. That's Daniel 9:25. Look it up yourself. All right, so this is not the King James, but what it's saying is that there's 7 weeks. These weeks are groups of 7 years. And then 7 plus 62 equals 69 weeks, or 483 years. Well, the clock started about 455 BC, when the order to rebuild Jerusalem was given. Now, there are rounding errors and disparities in calendars, but since BC refers to before Christ, people were generally looking for the Jewish Messiah to arrive roughly about when he did. Okay, there was a sense of expectation. The Jewish prophecies were widely known in the ancient world, and it wouldn't be wrong to think that the wise men of the nativity scene were waiting for a celestial sign that something was going to happen. They got the sign. We call it the Star of Bethlehem. And they started out to Israel, and after inquiring in Jerusalem, they were told that Messiah was expected to be born in Bethlehem because of an early prophecy, Micah 5:2. That prophecy of Daniel of the arrival of the Messiah probably triggered the wise men to seek him. And wise men still seek him. What about you?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
So I was so struck when I first read that story in a Bible study I was conducting that this is why there was that sense of expectation. There was this timeline. He was meeting a timeline.
Timeline.
Yeah.
So play your music because we have a call to take and I want to get your music.
Okay, Derek, would you play my Christmas music, please?
What is it, 3.5 minutes?
Joy to the world, the Lord
world music for Joy to the World.
Did we lose Joe?
Oh, I didn't see him in.
I should have. Should have got him before the music.
Oh well.
Oh well.
Like I said,
Joe,
world music, Joy to the World. It's not just to America. It's not just to England. It's to India. I know missionaries all over this planet. It's Joy to the World.
Joy to the World, whether you're a Christian or not. Right.
If you're not a Christian, it's joy because you can become a Christian. The gospel is open to everybody of every culture.
It most certainly is.
God brought his forgiveness through his son, Jesus.
And you know what? Derek, how much time we got? 1 minute. Give me a quick prayer. 30 seconds.
Father, thank you for sending your son. I trust I'm not offending anybody by saying that your son was Jesus Christ, who was sent at roughly this time of year to bring about salvation to the world, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, folks, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com or currentonline.com and support our advertisers.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all of you. See you next week.